High school student Vivian Chow, like most Asian American youngsters, loves a drink called boba, a sweet milk tea with jellied tapioca balls. Boba can be found in cafes around San Francisco, but Vivian says it is not sold in supermarkets. So she came up with the idea of a company called Jelliet to make a ready-to-drink bottled tea mixed with jelly. She admits the idea is a gamble.
Because I've talked to a lot of culture, different people from different cultures, and they said they don't know what this jelly is, and they're kind of scared and hesitant to taste it. So hopefully people will be willing to try something new, and once they try it, hopefully they'll like it.
Chow was a finalist in a recent competition in which students prepared plans for actual businesses. Finalist Ugo Ugamba makes flashy fitted caps, baseball caps with flashing logos powered by batteries. He says he also places flashing logos on people's own hats.
So you can bring in your own cap, and I'll customize and I'll put lights inside so you have a flashy fitted cap of your own choice in hats.
The competition winner, high school student Wong Chen, plans to create a company that will send volunteers from school clubs to help retirees. The students will take the senior citizens for a stroll, read them a book, or help them with shopping. The retirees will pay a small fee to the visiting students, and school clubs and Cheng's company will share the fees. She got the idea when she visited a retirement home.
And it doesn't seem like there's many volunteers there all the time, and I've noticed that all the clubs at my school, they're always fundraising. So I tried to connect the two, and I thought of this service business.
The contest was sponsored by the National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneurship and the financial firm Merrill Lynch. Financial advisor Neville Richardson worked with the students on their business plans and was impressed with their enthusiasm and talent.
These kids are amazing. Whatever you teach them, they will learn. You know, if you expose them to the right things, they will carry it as far as you help them carry it. And we have custom guitar makers, we had custom golf club makers, we had so many different ideas, you know, dance studios, just so many different ideas that they already are actually operating on some level.
The National Association for Teaching Entrepreneurship helps teachers convey the skills that students need to start a business. The foundation's executive director for the San Francisco Bay Area, Gerald Richards, says the programs also help the youngsters academically.
We've realized that through entrepreneurship education, it's engaging students in their education. So they're learning about math. They have to do the business plan. They have to do the economics of one unit. So they're learning about math. They have to write a business plan, so they're using their writing skills, but they're also using their presentation skills. Therefore, I think we're realizing, and schools are realizing, that this is a great way to engage students.
Merrill Lynch's Neville Richardson says there are challenges in business, as these students have learned in preparing their business plans.
Some people want to do food services, they want to cook, but they don't realize they might have to have a commercial kitchen and they might have to have insurance. They think they can do it out their home, and we try to explain to them, you might have to rent some space in a commercial kitchen and you will have to have some insurance. So we present all the possible scenarios for a business, and we also present what if you get a tremendous demand for your product? How will you handle that? How will you service that need?
He says the students hone their problem-solving skills as they come up with a detailed plan for a product or service. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, San Francisco.